Couple big stories today. One is the Trump trial jury selection. We'll talk about that at 6:30. But so many people also watching, waiting to see if there's going to be a response from Israel to the attack from Iran. War cabinet in Israel meeting today. No decision. William Wexler at the Rafiq Hariri Center, also at the Atlantic Council, is with us.
William, good morning.
Good morning.
So Iran staged what we'll call a calculated flex over the weekend against Israel, but they telegraphed it in advance and then sort of oddly announced when they felt it was over. Doesn't seem like they wanted to start World War III. What can we expect from here?
They certainly did not. They did everything that they could to send the message that they wanted to ensure greater deterrence against Israel, but at the same time did not want to start a regional war. But they're doing something also, which is problematic, is that they're trying to set a precedent that they can attack Israel directly from Iran at the time and place of their choosing. They're trying to create a new normal in the region of accepted behavior that works to their advantage, just as they've done by closing international waterways and having their partner Hezbollah result in huge amounts of internal displacement in the north in Israel. So it's a very dangerous position and one that Israel is going to have to respond to. One only hopes that they respond wisely and not rashly.
What would a wise response look like in terms of trying to, counter some of this, but not lead to the huge escalation? Because you're right. I mean, if we go back in time, it used to be a whole big thing that Iran was giving all the weapons to the proxies and saying, hey, you do it. Now, if they're trying to get it this way, we'll do it ourselves. Then we're in a whole different ballgame.
First and foremost, Israel needs to accomplish its missions in Gaza, its legitimate military missions vis-a-vis Hamas. In fact, there is nothing that Israel can do in the immediate time frame that can be more damaging to Iran than to finish the job in Gaza. In many ways, the only way that Hamas achieves its victory is if Israel is able to be diverted in its attention elsewhere, and Israel shouldn't fall for the bait. The second thing that Israel needs to do is continue what it calls its war between the wars against Iran in places like Syria. And it was their strike in Damascus that that resulted in this action by Iran. Israel shouldn't be deterred from similar actions in the future in that largely covert effort between Israel and Iran. What Israel should not do is start a wider regional war. That would not be in Israel's interest. It would not be in the region's interest. It would not be in the United States' interest. And so you're seeing the Biden administration send that message very clearly.
Let's talk more about that message from the Biden administration and the allies. How important is that message to Israel and Iran?
It's very important because despite all the bluster and all the things that you hear in the news, the reality is when the United States sets a very clear red line, Israel is loath to cross that. So when President Biden told Prime Minister Netanyahu that we would not support an incursion into Rafah in southern Gaza without a plan for protection of innocent civilians, that was now a few months ago, and there has been no incursion into Rafah. Similarly, President Biden is telling him now, we do not support an Israeli attack on Iran. And likely that message will come through as well.
William Wexler, thanks for the time. Rafiq Hariri Center, Middle East Programs at the Atlantic Council.